because many of the goods he intended to buy were not ready, nor could he expect to be dispatched in several months. Therefore, in hopes to defray some of the charges he must be at, he bought a sloop, loaded it with several sorts of goods, wherewith the Tonkinese usually trade to the neighbouring islands, and putting 14 men on board, whereof 3 were of the country, he appointed me master of the sloop, and gave me power to traffic while he transacted his affairs at Tonkin. We had not sailed above 3 days when a great storm arising, we were driven 5 days to the north-northeast, and then to the east, after which we had fair weather, but still with a pretty strong gale from the west. Upon the 10th day we were chased by 2 pirates, who soon overtook us, for my sloop was so deep laden that she sailed very slow, neither were we in a condition to defend ourselves. We were boarded about the same time by both the pirates, who entered furiously at the head of their men, but finding us all prostrate upon our faces, for so I gave order, they pinioned us with strong ropes, and setting guard upon us, went to search the sloop. I observed among them a Dutchman who seemed to be of some authority, though he was not commander of either ship. He knew us by our countenances to be Englishmen, and jabbering to us in his own language, swore we should be tied back to back and thrown into the sea. I spoke Dutch tolerably well. I told